Call you.
All right, we were talking about Legion of Pan. I had a restaurant make contact with me. I will not name the restaurant, but they had cockroaches in their kitchen. And so they called me to get the cockroaches out of their kitchen. So I asked for the Legion of Pan to remove all the cockroaches and their residue and their young out of the kitchen. And I gave the name of the restaurant and the address, city and state. About 2 days later, I got a little thing. It was a coupon for $60 to eat at the restaurant.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was really neat.
I get ants in the summertime, so that'll be good.
Ants are interesting. They mean little things trouble you.
Really?
You know, I haven't looked them up. We've been having...
So you might want to look into that. But the other thing is you can ask the Legion of Pan to reroute the ants away from your house. Okay. Now, you can't take them off your property.
Yeah.
Because they have the right to be in nature.
Right.
But to reroute them away from your house in the most appropriate way.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And is that good for 1 year or until ants start coming
usually
back in?
It usually lasts about a year.
So I could do it now to keep them from coming
I'd ask it before they start.
They're already coming.
Yeah. And you can do that. You can do that with anything. I did it with water bugs.
Yeah.
So I had an invasion of water bugs.
So you have to name each one specifically.
Yeah, you do have to name each one specifically. So I asked the diva of water bugs to make them leave my house. They didn't have to leave my garage, and they didn't have to leave around my house, just my house, in the name of Jesus Christ. And within about an hour, there were water bugs all over my back porch. I mean, it was just covered with water bugs. And I went, whoa! And they were out of the house.
So you need to say out of the house and off out of the house and off the walkways and the porches.
I really didn't care. I mean, it's all right with it.
The porch come by.
It was cool though to see that actually happen. I mean, that's
pretty neat.
You know, it is. I'm talking about confirmation.
Yeah. Now you said look it up. Would that be in like animal speak? Looking up the meaning of ants?
Yes. Okay. Animal Speak is really, really a good book. It's about totems, animal totems.
Okay.
And what they mean in dreams, or when they just come keep showing up, or you keep taking notice of them.
Yeah,
and the totem, that totem is the name of the animal species that you're calling
that's what they
upon.
This is Animal Speak. A Spiritual and Magical Powers of Creature Great and Small. It's by Ted Andrews. It's what the Indians would call totems, what your totem is.
But you're saying as far as the water bugs, the question was asked, do you have to speak to all of them? You're saying yes.
Does yes.
That mean every kind of species that might be in there?
No.
What's
no.
all of them mean?
When you are asking the Legion of Pan to remove from your home, you ask that they specifically remove like cockroaches or water bugs or mice.
Rodents.
Or rats.
How about all infiltration?
No, you can't blanket it.
But the doggies can stay.
Don't be careful. The doggies and the kitties.
Go ahead.
I mean, why can't you?
Go ahead.
Obviously, I can't.
Well, Steve,
I don't know why I can't.
Steve, she's saying your dog will probably leave. You got two dogs.
You're supposed to be specific.
Yeah.
That's how you gain knowledge, is you use knowledge. Now, after you gain major authority, you can probably do that. But you have to take the steps of the learning process to gain authority in order to do those kind of things.
But they have free will, too.
Yes, unfortunately they do.
Yes, I do.
But it's like,
you didn't say there was a caveat.
Well, it's minute. It's not bad. They did tell me. They said that the species or whatever it is that you're dealing with, whether it be water bugs or ants or whatever the case may be, do have their own free will, although their nature spirit, their nature angel,
right,
can tell them that this is the way you need to do it. So if one wanders from the pack, you're allowed to send them into the light.
Or if they just refuse to get the heck out of there.
I've done that before. I've said, you have this much time to get out or I'm busting out the raid.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You have that right.
And the stragglers got the raid.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if they keep reoccurring like that, there might be a reason.
If they're reoccurring, there's something else going on. Right. And that's when I'd go in and see if there's something they're trying to bring to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because animals in nature try to bring information to you in the only way that they can, through being.
Now, would you be able, if you could use your fingers, would you be able to say, are these ants coming to bring me a message? And then
yes,
ask with that,
that,
and then yes,
yes
or no.
Because you have all knowledge within you.
And it's about you, so that would be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you could do that.
And so the totem for ants would be what?
No. It's not a totem. Ants are a totem.
Mm-hmm.
Birds are a totem.
Oh, okay.
They're a messenger.
Okay.
So you don't have totems for.
So your totems change that lot?
They can. Yeah.
They can change by the week.
They can change. Some people have totems that they have had for all their life. Like I have a friend, her totem is a black bear. Has always been a black bear. Forever, as far as she can remember. But other totems can come into play. Other animals can come into play as messengers. And you can change totems, depending. You don't do it. It happens.
I have a question. How do you know the difference if you're having a recurring dream with an animal, that it's not a past life thing, that it's something trying to be told to you? Or could it be that past life trying to tell you something?
It's trying to tell you something. And it depends upon the animal. Now, there are dreams with negative demonic representation through animals.
Well, I used to have one as a child. That's why I was just wondering. Of large cats, like lions, tigers.
What would be the demonic representation of animals?
Black snakes, black bears. Pigs, dogs sometimes.
Black dogs or just?
Yeah, black dogs. Mm-hmm.
Panthers, black,
no.
Nothing black,
no.
Doesn't no. matter.
Man-eating clams.
What?
Man-eating clams.
I know this sounds crazy, no. But I had a dream like as a kid, and I had it like 20 or 30 times where I'm like running from this huge spider and this man-eating clam and this huge snake. And they would chase me down and try and eat me.
Yeah.
And I just
was
had
it a big black spider?
Yeah, huge.
Yeah,
like,
I know
just,
that one.
Oh, you know that one.
I do.
I had a black spider crawl across my pillow. Does that count?
No. No, this was in dream state and it's gigantic. And it's killer. Yeah, I know that one. That's demonic.
I don't know why
I claim. Well, it doesn't want you to go on a positive path. So if it can swerve you away from anything paranormal to make fear and integrate fear into your life so you won't use it the way you're supposed to, that's what they do. When I was a child, 3 or 4 years old, I had the black snake and this black, gigantic spider. I would sleepwalk trying to get away from that spider.
Did you say clam?
Yes.
She said clam.
I never had the clam. Yeah.
What if you don't have any totems? What does that mean?
Then you're not aware.
Lived a past life as a man.
You don't, you're not aware. People, it's an Indian terminology for a guardian spirit of the nature spirit kingdom. Okay? So you, if you don't know about that, and you don't pay that much attention dealing with nature and animals, you may not catch the synchronicity of an animal reappearing in your life trying to tell you something. It can be a bug, it can be a bird, it can be anything.
A rat, a mouse.
A rat, mouse, anything. Makes no difference.
then that would represent your totem for that point in time, or your messenger.
And once you get it,
they come with the animals, but...
Those would be important to you. But what you don't know is they have meaning for you that you are unaware of.
Well, I don't know of any reoccurring dreams.
What about a lion? One dream.
What about a lion and you feel very at peace with it? You're just at one.
That'd be a totem. That's positive. A guardian.
Yeah. I had that dream. Yeah. That's right. Very specific. Cool.
I had that happen with a jaguar and I felt very at peace and it laid down, but my cat was in the dream and was purring and rubbing up against it like it knew it. Do you think that, I mean, she's always going to do my lifting. She always comes up and sits with me.
Cats are very, they're very spiritual. They would work together. Your totem would probably be the jaguar. Could be from past life. Now, our totems that we're born with, that we recognize that stay with us through our lifetimes, are those that we had helped and worked with in past lives and gained their trust, maybe saved their lives. And in turn, they're trying to do the same for us.
And what if they're chasing you in the dream? The animal.
Then you really need to look at it. It's a fear. And depending upon what it is. But you need to be aware that everything around you is trying to teach you, to help you, to aid you, to assist you, even to the weeds that grow closest to your front door. You need to pay attention.
Really?
Yes.
Now, where did we learn that?
Good question. I don't know if this is in any books or not.
So, Carol, what would be the lesson to be learned from weeds growing close to your front
That's
door?
That's what you should be working with in teas, possibly for healing purposes. You may have something physically wrong with you, and those herbs will reach out to you. See, when shaman, particularly like in South America, they would go out into the jungle, and the plants would teach them what they are used for. They would talk to them.
They would speak to them.
They would speak to them. And they would teach them how to use them, what they're to be used for, and exactly what part of them to use, and how to do it.
They just had to listen.
And they would do that. And they would spend days and days and days learning this information so when they came back, they could do healing work with the plants. Everything has consciousness. Everything can teach you. Yes?
A perfect example of that is ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Who?
Bless you.
Ayahuasca. Or ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. And they would, of course, in order to get better communication with the plants, there were also plants they could take that would open up their communication process.
Sure. Peyote.
Peyote, etc. That would open them up so they could hear. But it was for the purpose of learning. It wasn't for a high.
It wasn't for recreation.
No. No, it wasn't.
And is there an issue with that, as long as it is for the higher purpose?
Of course.
Is that bad?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not for that purpose. Everything has its purpose.
No, I meant to learn. And you said that they were using it in order to open themselves up to learn.
Yes.
And that was okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But there are plants that are here to soothe us, to make us better, to calm us, to open us, to heal us, to restore us. Everything's a part of God. And we are all supposed to be working in harmony.
So if you were, talking the other day about when you're eating plants and animals, but to be thankful, so should we be thanking the Legion of Pan when we're...
No, you actually give thanks to what has been given and sacrificed to you. Okay. Like the Indians, the American Indians,
When they would shoot a deer, first they would ask for forgiveness for having to shoot the deer, and then they gave gratitude for the deer giving its life for people to consume it so that they could live. So it's like a full circle. So we should be grateful for what is given to us.
A circle of life.
Circle of life. It's a natural process. And everything is living. There's nothing that isn't living.
Except plastic.
Except plastic.
But that has its use too.
It does. It protects. It definitely protects. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Strange stuff, but good stuff.
There's this great painting I saw at the Walton Museum. What's it called?
Crystal.
Crystal. Oh. Bridges. And it was a Native American with two like geese slung over his shoulder that he had, I guess, you know, bow and arrow, and looking down into a pond at like a leaf floating on the pond. And it was just a symbolism of how he has to take life, but then he has that gentle side of appreciating nature.
Yeah.
You know, and the bond that Native Americans had, the connection they had with nature.
Absolutely. If we would learn to give thanks for what we receive on a daily basis, it'd make our life better. I do. I give thanks. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for everything that I receive and help with what I try to give on a daily basis. I do that with my liftings and everything else. It makes your life flow easier. And then when you run into toxic situations or really negative situations, ask to have help and assistance. Ask to understand. It has to be given the information so you'll understand why you're going through this and what do you need to learn from this. And the first thing they'll tell you is take some deep breaths and relax. Because they can't talk to you if you're all riled up and all emotional. Your guides can't get through to you. You block them out.
I learned a turning point was people get really angry, like if they get sick or something like that. But what I found is, you know, I might get sick after a really big event has happened or something like that. And I've just learned to be grateful and I'll say, well, I really don't want to be sick, but thank you for not letting it occur while that event was going on. And it makes a big difference in how you feel. And it's almost like that's already, your healing process is already starting.
That's another thing too. Glad for that. When you're really, really, really sick, and you start that downward spiral, you know what I mean by mm-hmm. that. You just think you're not going to get well, and you start going into real negatives. If you will take your mind and reverse this and go, no, I'm going to get well. I don't have to allow this to take me down. I choose to get well, and I choose to get well now. And really do it. You can reverse it. I don't care what it is. You can reverse it. Because I've done it on some real hairy situations. I had a car wreck that the doctors told me that I would never be well. My neck was damaged, my back was damaged. They said, you're never going to be well. You're always going to have trouble. And I made the determination that I was going to get over it and I was going to get well. And I did. So don't allow that spiral to overtake you. Remember, attitude is everything.
And thoughts are things.
I had a friend going blind as a child, and she said, no, I will not go blind. I don't care what the doctor said. I know that God has more in store for me than for me to be blind. That's not why I'm here. And the child did not go blind. Yeah, she still sees just fine. She has perfect vision, as a matter of fact, as you so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it. Absolutely. Any last minute questions?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Let her ask.
I do not know.
A lot of wood.
Yeah, a lot. If Peter Piper picked a pick of papers.
Okay, then. We'll go ahead and do circle.
Wait, are we finishing? We're finishing early.
We're finishing a little bit early. Yeah.